This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Eve.
Good morning.
I stood on just to say thanks to you for highlighting an issue that most people overlook. And kudos to you. Now, I do believe that in the near future, if it continues the same way it is going, that the ministers involved in, let's say, roadworks now, Port Authority, et cetera, I think we would see some changes. I do believe so. Now, sometimes we do blame the wrong people at times. You, as you would well know, and that's what I respect about you, you do your own work. And I am certain you well know that there are inspectors at the ministry who should be overseeing some of these jobs to make certain that they're done properly. But apparently, this does not happen. Because sometime back, I drove behind a patching truck. And it was on Carrington's Village. Mm-hmm. The rain was falling slowly. And they were still patching the hose. And when I say patching the hose, they were still putting the barber green down in the wet, in the water, in the hose. Now, that's a no-no. Asphalt is a heat process. To dry, it need to be compacted to dry. So you're wasting money both ways. So, you know, those are the little things that we need. Mm-hmm. The first thing you start, I like what you said. But the next thing we need now is the follow-up, the inspection, and having it done the right way. And I think we would see some progress. I'm not going to waste any more time. I just want to say thanks to you. You do bring a different perspective to the program. Please keep it up. God's blessings to you and your family. Thank you
so much. Thank you. And again, to MTW, you can just go on YouTube. I mean, make it that simple. There are new ways of patching holes, and that you can move away from what we call just filling a little hole and then it gets washed away. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Right. So about 2.5 weeks ago, Dennis and I had a conversation about potholes. Right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the following day, it was announced by the minister that the government has acquired 3 brand new machines at whatever cost, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I saw then that they started to patch some of the roads. So I said, well, I will just observe and see how it's going.
You know what type of machine it is? Is it the ones that, what is it, heated?
To heat yes, up? It's heated. Mm-hmm. Asphalt, yeah, you can see the steam actually on these, and smoke coming from it as they're working, right? It's really, really hot. So I was driving, I just observed, even though they were doing it, like, in rush hour traffic, it really didn't bother me because at least they're making an effort. Okay, so I decided we'll wait for 2 weeks to observe and see exactly what it is they were doing. So now, it appears to me as though these people have no uniformity or no sequence as to what it is they're doing. So you start from Bay Street. You start Bay Street. You go Hastings. You miss out the whole of Worthings. You go to the top of Oystens, miss out most of Tornbury Hill. You pack some of calendars, and then you find yourself out in Full Bay. I mean, to me, I don't know many things. So you pass the whole of Plugin Road, the whole of Airport Old Road, and you find yourself in Full Bay halfway. Then you find yourself up there with Bailey School. Then you still have holes in Wellhouse and other places. So I can't get figured out. Right? So, and in some cases, I realize that the road is actually worse. Because the patching is done so badly that it actually makes the road seem as though, yes, it's patched, but it's like just that, you know, it's done ad hoc and no sense at all, right? And now that's one point. Mm-hmm. The other point is the Barbers Water Authority. How is that the Barbers Water Authority can just cut tracks across the street, not even a little cone to inform motorists as to what to expect? So they cut the track, and you, the unsuspecting motorist, hits into a hole. And obviously, for you to get compensation now, it will take a year and a day, right? Those things aren't right to the traveling motorist. Vehicles are expensive, and everything to do with a vehicle is expensive, right? And that is money that we can't afford, because you will have to find money to repair your vehicle, then send the receipts over, and Lord knows when you will get paid.
I find that Water Authority recently, in Duncan's on the main road, I don't know what happened, but again, somebody comes, Mara fill the hole, rain comes, knocks everything out across the street. I guess people are hoping for people to roll over these things and to compact them. And I'm thinking in this day and age, I think we can do a lot better. And you talk about compensation, but it takes a while. I want to encourage people, you know, when they drop into a hole, I take pictures of the area. You can't really go to Water Authority or any establishment saying that my car fell into a hole that was caused by you 3 weeks later and not have proof. You know, you have to do that immediately. But apart from that, I want to mention, even though I know you didn't necessarily bring it up with the holes, the drivers, because I'm not blaming MTW only, but I think MTW has an opportunity to create some sort of program on social media or, you know, using other vehicles to get the message out. As far as the potholes, driving, people are parking, and I really needed to mention this. There's a vehicle in particular that I plan to give Sergeant Siebert Johnson the number. He don't live in the area probably, so I heard, but he parks normally early in the morning. I don't know if he was there in the wee hours of the night, but the pickup truck is parked at a corner coming down St. Patrick's. And so the traffic behind him, people have to wait. Obviously, I'm praying hope that something ain't coming around the opposite way. Mm-hmm. And there's a wide sidewalk that if the person wanted to mount the sidewalk, they could. Every morning, early hours in the morning, that vehicle is there in the road, parked, and I said, you know what, you need reporting by Sergeant to Sergeant Siebert Johnson. I said that to say this, Sundays, Lower Estate, people are parking in the road. I don't know exactly what they're attending. It may be church, okay, I understand there's some parties and stuff, but you have to then drive and hope that people incoming the opposite direction around the bend, and you're dodging, you're hoping, you're praying, and to make matters worse, opposite the hospital and the good people of Martindale's Road, and they've complained about this, you're parking in front of the people's houses. They can get in. The roads are small. And people are doing this and they don't care. Worse yet is when two Zetters decided they can have a conversation in the middle of the road for about 3 minutes. I'm not saying that you should be rushing, but Kadir, the traffic building up. People go, children go get to school.
You must appreciate that the road belongs to some people and you must wait your turn to whenever they decide to let you pass, right? Now, so I just want to make an appeal to the Barbados Water Authority. There is a track that they cut just when you pass the Salvation Army in, I think that's in Watton, and just before you enter the road that will take you to Christchurch Girls' School, please pass that hole, please, you know? Mm-hmm. And you can't spawn it because it's right up to the sidewalk.
So you know how long ago that was?
No, I dropped it like 3 nights ago.
Wow.
Right? I dropped 3, so it's still there. Now, so that is that. Hopefully we get some action. And one of the other things I want to touch also is there is some cement trucks that are laden with the liquid concrete. If you drive from Normandy's roundabout right up to what we call the Buster Roundabout or the Emancipation Statue, you will find that when you go up there, you over this bumpy part of the road, these cement trucks have their cargo and it is filled to capacity. And once it gets there, it starts to deposit the contents of the truck onto the road. Motorists have to avoid it because if cement sticks onto your vehicle, you don't get it off. So now you have all these this long track of hardened cement that makes the road really bumpy and ugly. Nobody should have to go through that. And clearly, there are not many companies in Barbados that does that type of work. So therefore, it's easy to trace whoever does it. And I think that they should be made to clean it up. It will take a Hilti, and it will take some hours, but it should be cleaned up. But nobody's responsible for anything. Just like cars. Car engine an accident, and glass is thrown all over the street. And for months and months and months, the glass is there. Nobody cleans it up.
Well, I think we do have to do much better. I want to thank you, though. Sorry, you want anything else?
No, not really. What I want to talk about again will take a longer time, so we'll touch on that another time. But thanks for your time.
Thank you, too. Switching gears, no pun intended, as we were talking about cars, I want to mention something someone sent to me about two videos. Like Dennis, I really don't entertain too many. They're close friends. The reason that they would send me is to educate me and show me what's happening and perhaps discuss it. And in this case, it was about two school children, and the other one was the school child and a teacher. But the one I want to mention was about the two school children and the bullying that I saw in the video. And there were no words at the time what I saw. And again, it's not everything that needs to be shared on social media, but may need to be shared with the relevant authorities. And that's another discussion too about the things that I'm seeing on social media. I really think that Facebook needs to spend at least $1 billion to re-educate the public as to how to use social media, because it's seriously being abused. That video has gone viral. Maybe it's a good thing and a bad thing, because I think you have to share certain videos, but you have to exercise good judgment as to what should be shared with the public. In cases like if there's a robbery and there was a camera there and the police trying to look for somebody, fine. But I really don't think that everything should be shared. There are some other videos that I don't care not to mention, but I'm trying to figure out what would possess a human being to stand up to record certain things and then to have those certain things shared. You know, there's the Computer Misuse Act. I'm not sure if it's working out well. I'm not sure we need to make an example out of more people for being this irresponsible. I know of situations where people were in trouble or something happened, and instead of you maybe trying to save their life or seeing what you can do to help, you're videoing the situation, you know, exercising bad judgment. But let's go back to the phone lines. Down to brass tacks, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, man.
Good morning.
I call because sometimes when you listen to some of the people who report to you about sort like repairs the road, etc., and you listen to them, you would not believe that some of those same people would have done government work and do similar things, even worse. Now, I'm not going to call any names to put the company in any problems. A few years ago, some houses were built at St. Lucie, a place called Mount Poya. And a certain contractor, as most of the people, who, because I said it already, and I will repeat it, we had a better job done with the roads of Barbados when the man with the donkey cart, a peck, a shovel, and they would pull along that piece of equipment that had the bitumen, or what we call the tar in, and the men would cut out the hole in the square, and they would, what we call, counterpack it with that bitumen. Then they put the gravel on it, and then the rocking engine would pass over it, and roads to the... Today, that does not happen, which all of us see. Some of the people who work with the ministry just want to get the material off his truck. There's even patched the gutters with it.
I saw in a video that square you're talking about where they cut it into a square. We don't. We just leave the same shape and throw in what we need to throw in.
You cut it in a square. You clean it out with a broom. And then you put the bitumen in there. The bitumen forms like a what we call a sealant. Okay? Then you put the gravel. Because the man with the donkey cart, he would have got the gravel. What we call the stone. And he would, and they put it in there and level it with the shovel, and then the man comes with the rocking engine. Now, we ain't got rocking engine no more. We got what we call whackers, jumpers, that you level when you ram a floor. When you put down a floor, you put down the marl, you ram it. You got rammers. And I saw the ministry with some 2 years ago. Since then, I haven't seen it anymore. But to hear some of these...
Thank you. This WhatsApper says, good morning, Ms. Haig. We have 10% of our population financially enfranchised, educated white Bajans who, except for car racing and Kadoomint Day, are self-isolated from the 80% black population and 5 to 7 or more percent financially independent Indian Bajans who only interact as business operators with the rest of the community. The removal of Nelson was an important step, but it does not end there. Putting the vestiges of slavery behind us must be a step that leads to the further integration of our races and willingness to embrace each other as Barbadians with the view of building up our country. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Haig.
Good morning.
Good morning. There is a doctor, Dr. Sheena Weeks, right? She moved from her location and went to Belvin. I'll be looking for her. I've got a lot of patients looking for her, asking about her, and we really don't know where to find her. So I would like to know if anybody know the whereabouts, where she's, her offices or whatever. Could you contact me over the number that I'm going to give you, or just
wait,
contact.
So hold on, you're locating a particular doctor's office?
Yeah, Dr. Sheena Weeks.
And it's no longer where it used to be?
No longer where it used to be.
Okay.
So we don't know where she is, and I have people asking me where she is and so on. And I have a number for about the number is busy all the time.
Well, she may be a member of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners. You may want to call that office, BAMP, B-A-M-P, BAMP.
What's the number?
I don't have the number. You can find it under Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners. You might be able to get some information from them if she's listed, should be listed with them, and maybe you might be able to locate the doctor.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you, too. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. It's now 10:59. Not wearing my glasses today. 10:59.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, John, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Yeah, not by myself.
Good.
I just want to have a quick say on this issue with the same potholes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we want to say is that the minister has said recently, he said that they purchased the three trucks and that the days, those days will be gone where you have this bam-bam type of approach to patching potholes, right? Now, what I'm saying is that, right, Minister fooling himself, he's also fooling the public about this.
Why you
because
say that?
Because the same thing, he said that, the same thing occurring as before. Up the year there, just a couple of days ago, they did some patching in my area. And the same thing applies that they were doing before. I don't know what the specialty of the trucks, but they're doing the same thing.
Did he say when it was going, because you can have equipment coming and then I don't know what type of equipment it is and training. Did he say from, I don't know, December, from January?
I am not aware when he said it was supposed to be happening from, but he said that they had the trucks. I think he said they had the trucks. So I assume that it would have started all now.
All right, so you think he said, but you're not sure. I don't know. Right. We'll try to investigate in between if we can, if the trucks are here, what type of trucks, what type of equipment, and is it out there already? We can ask that question.
I'm saying, I know, but this is the same approach. There's no proper preparation as it relates to dealing with these holes. Mm-hmm. Because you see the guys that come, as I said, they don't clean out the holes. First of all, most of them are just throwing the asphalt and then just knock it in place, right? And another thing about this is that what I believe should happen as well is that if you're coming to an area where you have extensive amount of potholes, you have a stretch of road, right? I believe what should happen is that you should probably cordon that road. That road should be cordoned, so somebody should come out and do an inspection, look for any... roads that where we can divert traffic from that road, cordon the portion of the road, and deal with the holes properly. You understand? There's also this issue where you have people just dumping stuff in holes, and then you have cars driving through the holes immediately after. Right? So then it defeats the person in a sense, because then what happens is that what they used to patch before the barber green it's not giving enough time to dry and bond and solidify. And therefore, when it crashes around you, it leaves a crater. So they have an issue again where the road is uneven and ugly. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying that there's no proper preparation and planning as it relates to these things. Somebody should come from the ministry, however, look at the road, determine if it has a large number of holes, and mm-hmm. we can do a cordon off that road and let the trucks or goods come, and then it'll work for a period of time. And so that when they put the bar green in place, you have the opportunity to settle and also to harden and properly. So that you won't have an issue where you put down some, and then as soon as you put down cars, and then also damages the car as well, because mm-hmm. they dry too. It's still hot, right? And it picks the wheel picks it up and it throws it on the car. So when you look, all the barber greens scattered, sticks all the side of your car. It's total nonsense. Let me tell you something. I live in an area where it had a mud shoe with potholes. It was really bad, right? And there was some area that was also patched before by the MTW, the same asphalt. When we had the heavy rains wash out the holes. I took it upon myself because what happens is that I traversed that road, right? I took it upon myself, I went and bought some stone, sand, and cement on the sand. And what did that? The worst of the holes, I patched them myself. I got up early morning, I mean, I patched these holes myself using concrete. And I'm going to tell you the truth, the holes I had patched, since we had these rains again, these heavy rains, the rain didn't remove it from the holes I patched. And there's some other holes that were being patched before for MCW, but the same asphalt, all those wash out again.
Asked about concrete roads, and I was told it's too expensive to do.
I don't know.
Dennis can shed any light about that, but it's cheaper to do asphalt. But again,
right, I understand. But if it's cheaper to do asphalt, then what you have to do it properly.
Well, it might be more expensive to do asphalt if you have to keep repairing it. So you might as well, you know.
You mean do the concrete?
Correct.
Well, I don't know. They have that determination. I know if somebody will calculate it was what. But to me, the concrete works better. That's the honest thought. I did the concrete myself. I put in concrete in my hole. And the holes, by me. And all of my holes still intact. My holes, all that happened is that then I obviously, you know, I ain't got a control over the roads. So obviously when I put down the concrete there, some people that were still, you know, they're probably as vigilant and were still probably drugged too. You understand? So you will still get a little mark from the tires, right? But once that concrete set, it don't come back with the holes in a hurry, and it don't wash out. You don't wash it out. Because my holes still intact, and the holes that was done, that was the asphalt, but it was washed back out. But I think it has to do with the preparation, right? I believe if you use the asphalt, but you prepare it properly, because the guys don't clean up the holes, and then you understand you're supposed to place the liquid asphalt in the holes first. Before you then put in the solid asphalt. Mm-hmm. And then I said you should compact it. So these things will happen because
I don't know if people understand. Well, if you're not a driver, or, you know, some people may not have an appreciation, may not, for what we're probably trying to discuss here now that you're, you know, on the phone with us and everybody else who spoke about it. But I'll tell you this, you could be in a car, you're driving, and you come across a pothole or three or four of them just like that. Automatically you got a tendency to try to swerve.
Yeah.
And it could be wet. And when you swerve, you can skid and slide right into another car.
Another car, yeah.
You know, so this way is important because you really do jump. You go like, oh no. You pick it up, it's like last minute.
Correct.
You know, and you're trying to swerve off of it. You lose control sometimes of the vehicle. So it's a serious thing.
And especially if it's a road that you're not familiar with. You see, if you're passing, there's certain roads that right now, to be honest, that I'm familiar with those roads. But passing traveling those roads, so I aware the potholes out there. So whether it's day or night, it clicks in my mind, you know, so I make remember this pothole, blah, 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 the cases. So I know to slow down and work my way around these potholes. But if you're traveling to a district that you are not aware of, that's where the trouble is. Because some of these holes come out so sudden, and as you say, then, sometimes just, you know, you just swerve. You just, you know, it's a natural instinctive thing, you just swerve. I think you're not aware, and say you just pull into somebody's car or something. I think you pop brake sudden, and then the person behind you rams into you. You understand? But I think it's all about preparation. If people come out, prepare the roads, if they do prepare the roads, these things properly, they will probably last longer. Despite that, you say yes. I know the concrete is a better fit for these potholes. Mm-hmm. Right? But even if you use the asphalt, but if you prepare the holes and do it properly, but you see, they need. I'm saying they need a car in these roads. Right, when you get a river up these mud through the block potholes, you just can't be got a truck driving and just a man throwing off things and stuff and being no battery shovel. No, because not, it needs to be ramming and compacted properly, and then it will still last a lot longer. Understand?
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for your contribution to the whole cause of potholes, etc. Again, there are some of you who may not drive and you don't understand or appreciate the fact that it can be really hard for motorists to navigate. And not only that, accidents and things that happen very quickly when roads are not repaired in a proper way. This is no way intended to put MTW under fire, but a way of maybe assisting MTW in improving some of the work that they do.